I now give the floor to His Excellency Samuel Santos Lopez, Minister for Foreign Affairs of Nicaragua.
Buenos días.
Good morning, Mr. President, distinguished delegates. I would like to begin by paying tribute on behalf of the people and government of Nicaragua, of Comandante President Daniel Ortega Saavedra and Compañera Rosario, to the commander of the Revolution of our Americas and the Caribbean, the leader of the free men and women of the world, Hugo Chavez Frias, who has left us a legacy of strength, hope, and the security of victory in defending the inalienable rights of humankind, such as sovereignty, justice, freedom, democracy, solidarity, and peace. On behalf of the people and the government of reconciliation and national unity of Nicaragua, presided over by Comandante Daniel Ortega Saavedra, I welcome your election as President of the 68th regular session of the General Assembly of the United Nations. And we are very pleased that the representative of a brother country, an ALBA member, member of Petrocaribe, and a member of the Community of Latin America and Caribbean States, CELAC, will guide us in the activities of this important organization, so that our work may contribute to the purposes and principles of the UN Charter, purposes and principles that must be implemented in our organization. The United Nations continues to require profound reform that cannot be delayed any longer. The position of some permanent members of the Security Council on this issue can no longer be an insurmountable obstacle. We continue to support the reinvention of the UN proposed by our compañero Father Miguel Descoto Brockman. The power of our organization must fully lie in the General Assembly, in this General Assembly. The economic and financial situation imposed by global capitalism continues to rapidly dismantle the welfare state in developed countries and is also seriously affecting developing countries. Now more than ever, it is essential to establish a new global economic model, a sustainable one, based on justice, solidarity, complementarity, and committed to the defense of the earth and of the environment. Also, international democracy cannot exist without respect for international law. Nicaragua has proven and demonstrated with reliable facts its adherence to international law, its respect for the principle of resolving our differences through dialogue, by means of negotiation, to appeal to international bodies like the International Court of Justice to settle territorial disputes, among others. Mr. President, we welcome the central theme that the President of the General Assembly has chosen for the 68th session: the post-2015 agenda, setting the stage. It is important, therefore, that we agree to launch an intergovernmental process for that new era. In Latin America and the Caribbean, we are deepening our political, economic, social, and cultural integration process, respecting our diversity and building unity. Our community of Latin America and Caribbean states, CELAC, is achieving a shared vision of social development, of education, health, environment, energy, and finance, among other areas, and is now preparing to work collectively on cooperation, on nuclear disarmament, in fighting corruption, on agriculture, science, and technology. Nicaragua, in the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of Our America and in Petrocaribe, has found an integration model to overcome poverty, hunger, and inequality, while strengthening the Central American Integration System, SICA, the Mesoamerican Integration System, and its economic and trade relations with the international community and its organizations. In this difficult context, Nicaragua continues to progress. The development model, which we have opted for, produces results. Despite the difficulties and limitations, the Millennium Development Goals in Nicaragua are being realized in a tangible manner and reflects our government's desire and respect of human rights and of its citizens and its deep ethical commitment to the common good. The FAO has recognized our country's remarkable and exceptional progress to ensure the food security of our citizens and to reduce the prevalence of undernourishment. Our government guarantees the right to universal primary education. Major programs are underway. The battle for the ninth grade, the intercultural bilingual education program, the program for inclusive education, and the comprehensive school nutrition program. UN Women places Nicaragua among the leading countries in the world with the highest percentage of women in the executive branch and the highest number of women in legislative and judicial branches. 42% of the deputies in the National Assembly are women. They hold 54% of positions in the executive branch, 60% in the judiciary branch, and 50% in municipal councils. We established the Ministry of Women to promote gender equality and to empower women. And our laws ensure that women enjoy their human rights. Nicaragua received the Atlanta CIFAL Award for achieving their goals in reducing maternal mortality and received the Americas Award by the United Nations system in recognition of the national strategy named Maternal Homes. In 2006, the national maternal mortality rate was 92.8 per 100,000 live births. In 2012, the rate was almost half, 50.9, and we continue fighting to reduce it further. We continue our efforts to combat HIV/AIDS. Preventive measures are being disseminated and supportive care is provided to patients. In 2012, Nicaragua received recognition from the Pan American Health Organization for its contribution to the Community Vigilance Program against malaria. Campaigns are being developed to curb dengue, leptospirosis, and influenza. We have successfully carried out the campaign Live Clean, Live Healthy, Live a Good Life, Live Well, which aims to clean and beautify communities, to provide preventive health against epidemics and pandemics. as well as to maintain a harmonious and respectful relationship with one another and with the environment. All of these projects are made possible by the enormous effort made by our people for a social, economic, and political model of dialogue, alliances, and consensus recognized by all. Our people and their inexhaustible capacity for hope in their essential relationship with the Christian socialist model of solidarity that we have built together and which all of the sectors of the country participate in, our people continue to progress, favoring peace, serenity, and the full exercise of their rights. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, our defense of peace and international security is unwavering. Similarly, we continue to fight against drug trafficking and the various manifestations of transnational organized crime. Our retaining wall strategy produces positive results. We are committed at the regional level to implementing the Central American Security Strategy. And it's urgent that the international community give more support through additional financial resources to the efforts and investment the Central American countries are making against these scourges. Nicaragua, despite its limitations, invests considerable resources from its budget to ensure an optimal environment for public safety. Its successes are recognized internationally, and Nicaragua is seen as one of the safest countries in Latin America and the Caribbean. Mr. President, we are committed to the struggle of other peoples for their full independence and sovereignty. Therefore, we demand once again the immediate and unconditional termination of the economic, trade, and financial embargo imposed by the United States of America against Cuba, as well as the immediate and unconditional release of the Cuban patriots imprisoned in that country. The arbitrary and capricious inclusion of this sister country on that unilateral list of state sponsors of terrorism must also stop. We reiterate our full support to the legitimate rights of the Republic of Argentina in the sovereignty dispute relating to the question of the Malvinas Islands. We recognize and welcome the progress of the political process of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela and reject international campaigns that are made in order to weaken it. We condemn, once again, the arbitrary conduct of the government of the United States in preventing the aircraft of Compañero Nicolas Maduro, president of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, from flying over Puerto Rico's airspace. This act and the refusal of the United States to grant visas to Venezuelan brothers to attend the General Assembly, we also condemn. I would like to reiterate our support for the brotherly people of Puerto Rico in their struggle for self-determination, for independence, and social justice. Puerto Rico is one of the last colonial enclaves in our continent. Those brave people deserve our full support and solidarity in order to take their place within the United Nations and in our community of Latin American and Caribbean states, CELAC, so that these colonial situations may be eliminated from our Latin America and Caribbean. Our solidarity is with Compañero Oscar Lopez Rivera, who we demand be freed immediately. We also hope that the peace process in Colombia will come to fruition, bringing peace and social progress to its people. We support the efforts being made in order to achieve a lasting solution to the conflict in the Middle East and in Northern Africa. Nicaragua continues to support a negotiated solution to the bloody conflict in Syria. The proposal of the Russian Federation to put an end to the war has broad international support, including from countries that are part of the Security Council with the right of veto. We reiterate our commitment to the Palestinian cause in their struggle for self-determination and the right to establish their own state. And we consider that the resumption of talks between Palestine and Israel are steps in the right direction, which must be accompanied by the suspension of the construction of Israeli settlements in the occupied territories of the Palestinian people. We reiterate our solidarity with the struggle of the Polisario Front and the Sahrawi people, who have reached their 40th anniversary this year. We welcome the 50th anniversary of the African Union under the banner of Pan-Africanism and the African Renaissance. Furthermore, Nicaragua continues to support the just aspirations of China-Taiwan for greater participation in the various organizations and specialized agencies of the United Nations. Mr. President, much has been said and heard these days about the Grand Canal of Nicaragua. With this project, our government intends to address the unprecedented transformation that has taken place in global maritime trade within the first decade of the 21st century, which is expected to continue to grow, particularly from Asia and the Americas, and will complement the Panama Canal expansion. We are planning a canal for peace, for the development of all peoples, with a sense of responsibility, as a World Heritage Site, a canal open to international investment in a clear and transparent fashion, as the realization of the dreams of the General of Free Men, Mr. Augusto C. Sandino, and the people of Nicaragua for their full progress. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, climate change continues to be a grave problem. Our environmental, economic, political, social, and spiritual challenges are interconnected. That is what Mother Earth's charter says to us. Therefore, in this statement lies the essence of our vision and of our duty to save the Earth's vitality and to save ourselves as the human race. Thank you very much.